The following interview has been conducted as part of the Ethical Media for Active Citizenship project, which aims to create awareness among media producers of the importance of ethical approaches to the production of media content.
My name is Mary O'Duren. I am a radio presenter, voluntary radio presenter with Near FM, a very privileged position. I have just currently started and finished a podcast on racism, Israel and Ireland, based on things we've experienced within the African community. And that's who I am, a radio presenter, voluntary.
Mary, why did you decide you wanted to do that podcast about racism in Ireland?
Well, what happened is that I myself experienced racism at a particular time and I couldn't take it anymore. So I did inform the coordinator here that what had happened to me. And I said, I wanted to make a documentary because I had also been in touch with the African Centre who represents Africans because I was very distraught by it all. And the manager, Kieran, actually was very good. He took time with me and he said, you know, what about doing a podcast? And really, you know, over a period of time and really talking about this. So I discussed this with the other Africans and we thought it was a brilliant idea. So we did 6-part podcasts with the African community, pouring out their issues and giving an opportunity to speak, to have a voice, a platform.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that we have seen in media very recently now with this meeting in the United Nations that a report was presented about racism in Ireland. And actually the situation, it doesn't look very good when it comes to racism. There is quite an increasing number of incidents. We can see politicians that are very openly, they make very racist statements and nothing seems to happen. Media doesn't really cover this issue, right?
I think that was what was really important because when we were doing the podcast, the Africans that came forward, because some were afraid to come forward because of their status, their job, or whatever the situation, but had the platform to state their experience and to really speak their mind. And I think, again, that was something very powerful, to have a place where you could go and say, this happened to me, this is what I experienced, how do I come over, how do I overcome this? And I think that was very good. They were given an opportunity.
Yeah. So in some ways, media is presenting this as isolated incidents, but really it's kind of a commonplace among the African community
in
Ireland.
And what happened is that people begin to develop different types of friendship because they realise, no, that happened to me too. And you were no longer by yourself. You were now together. And it did build good relationship with the different, because the African continent is different types of people from Africa. You know, Africa is big.
Yeah, it's
so
huge.
So I try to give as many different types of countries opportunity to come in. And it was very interesting that people, given the opportunity, their story, their journey can really challenge you and make you understand where they're coming from.
What do you think that makes people racist? What do you think it is?
Do you know, I think the bottom line is ignorance. This is, I think, came across all the podcasts we did. The bottom line is ignorant. And also there's propaganda. Like you say, there's some people who use this for electioneering and all kind of thing. But I think the bottom line is really ignorance of the person you've been racist against because you don't know them. Like I'm a very visible person. So I can hide my skin. I can put any special makeup on it. So you already have a preconceived idea as to what you think an African woman be or an African man. And so therefore you go on those ideas. But I think that's really due to ignorance. And I put the blame straight on the government side for not educating.
But I suppose media also bear a responsibility.
Yes, because a lot of things, if they don't cover it rightly or they don't look at all the sides that needs to be taken care of, and definitely mainstream Africans are given less representative, and when they are represented, it's always very negative.
Yeah,
it's always a very negative media coverage, which doesn't give people a chance to really know the real Africans. the truth about Africans. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see that actually media will report on migration issues, but very rarely or never do you hear the voice of the person concerned. Could be someone from the African community who has been living for years in Ireland, or could be an asylum seeker that just arrived into the country. A lot of people talk about them, but not with them or with us.
Yes, yes, yeah. Absolutely. It's almost like somebody said it, you know, there's diversity. You know, it's like asking someone to come to a party. But when you actually include them, then you ask them to dance with you, to really include them and see that they're part in the fabric of what the new island is. I think the new island will have to take note of the different people in its society. And I hope the media would be a good example for doing that.
Do you think that lack of diversity in mainstream media is also a good reason for this kind of stereotyping and not knowing the new communities in Ireland?
Yes, definitely, because I feel I was very privileged to be working for NeoFM and to have that opportunity, you know, to be able to submit a proposal. People around me are very supportive. So if you don't have people to represent those communities, there's no way you could hear their voice. It's as simple as that. You will only be thinking about things from your own perspective, but you know, they have their own journey, they have their own cultures, and you need to be able to hear that. So representation is vital, is the key to making things run smoothly in any place.
And then let's talk also about the content of the news or the radio programs or TV programs. There is not really a presence of new communities. There is not information about, let's say, for example, Africa in the news. So do you think that also play a role in...
I think so, because if you are only ever having a broad idea about what they are and not really giving them an opportunity to maybe have their own programs, to just highlight their own things, what they do, and even the contribution they make within the community of Ireland that they're in, I think, yes, if you do not include people and have them and reference their own contribution, then you are not really helping the society, as far as I'm concerned.
Also, it seems like media has a tendency to, when there is someone from an specific ethnic and religious background coming to the media, they are put in the specific program. You know what I mean? So the issue is about migration. So then we may give the opportunity to have a migrant voice there. But not in normal issues, because obviously for people living in Ireland, if the price of public transport goes up, it affects everyone, not only the Irish-born person, but everyone who lives in the country. But rarely you hear the voices of the new communities in when it comes to general issues that affect the daily life of the citizens, right?
Yes, it's funny you should say that, because two of the podcasts, one was on employment, and one was that actually had to do with people talking about housing and the way it affected them being a migrant, which, I mean, homelessness is cuts across board of all people. Education, employment is things that everybody's suffering about. And so they were able to talk about these things as it affects them. Whereas in the mainstream, you may not see that. In fact, they could be seen as the one taking people's job or taking people's housing, whereas they actually have those problems themselves as something they're trying to deal with. So that was very good. When we have the people talking about proper content, giving people representation, we'll be able to deal with problems more effectively and be more productive on how we solve the problems. Mm-hmm. That affects all of us, because it affects all of us, cuts across board.
And if you have a magic wand and tomorrow you could change media and society in Ireland, what will you do? What will be the first thing that you will do?
I think definitely more representation. More representation, and I'll ask them to come to the NeoFM course. I love the respect word. I think that everybody should give the opportunity to read that book. And I think there's something that the community radio has picked up that the mainstream needs to actually understand. Representation is vital, and training people to be able to represent themselves. Because I was trained, I was given the encouragement, and I was supported to be able to be more creative about what it is I want to do. So I think that's is vital.
So when is your podcast going to be available?
I hope in the next 2 weeks. I hope it will be available before the end of December. and it's 6 podcasts covering different things. But I think people enjoy people's stories, people's journey, and also the positive side of their suggestions. I think people will enjoy knowing that Africans have a great contribution to make to this society. We are part of the new community.
This interview was produced as part of the EMAC project and co-financed by the European Commission's Erasmus Plus programme.